What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 148 of the Massive Breakdown Podcast. We have a wonderful episode for you tonight. Someone brought it to my attention today on Reddit that I thought I had done all of the Sundial weapons in my breakdowns. We did all the Curse of Osiris Redux weapons, and we also just today finished up the Sundial weapons themselves, those new ones. But then they point out to me that, in fact, there were three more weapons that I was missing. We're missing Bygones, we're missing Black Scorpion, and we are missing Last Perdition. So once we get the housekeeping out of the way, we're going to get into a massive breakdown of those three weapons so we can round out the Sundial stuff just in time for the end of the season. But first, let's get the introductions out of the way. As always, I'm your host, Mercules, joined tonight by Kit Kutcha. And how are you doing this evening, Kit?
Well, Mercules, I'm doing pretty fantastic. It's been a long, busy week, but I'm looking forward to having some fun this weekend for Valentine's Day, and I got a nice workout in and drank some coffee before the podcast, so I am jazzed up and ready to go. How about you?
I'm also doing pretty great, like you. I have plans for Valentine's Day, but only for Valentine's Day because my girlfriend is going out of town on a bachelorette party this weekend, so she's going to be down in beautiful St. Pete, Florida, St. Pete Beach, so I will be free for the Valentine's weekend, so to speak, going to try to play some golf, going to try to fly a little bit. Gonna drink some beer, try to enjoy myself. But besides that, I'm also doing pretty great. I've been fortunate enough to finally get to write up another Destiny Massive Breakdown today and post it, which brought out obviously all the great people on Reddit to thank me for my hard work and, you know, and say nice things. And also I'm hoping to have another one out tomorrow. So things are looking up.
Well, that is pretty awesome. Great way to start the podcast off. So I guess let's dive into some housekeeping. Do we have any new reviews?
You know, why don't we check and see if we have any new patrons first? Because I have not looked. Oh, you know what sucks is that our review aggregator emailed me earlier today and said that this was going to be the last review they were going to send me for free, and that I had to start paying $30 a year for the review aggregator from here on out. So I'm going to have to find another one of those.
Yeah.
Damn you, my podcast reviews.
I saw that email. Yeah.
I believe that we do not have... We did the one from Monster Lover, right? Last time. Let me check the app. I think that was the most recent one, so I believe that we are caught up on reviews. However, if you guys would like to have your review read out loud on the Massive Breakdown podcast, all you got to do is leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It does not have to be 5 stars, but we really appreciate it when it is 5 stars. It helps us out a lot. Either way, we will read it out on the air. We will thank you. We will respond. Everything like that. Kutcha, how about the patrons? I know we've got a couple of new ones to thank there.
All right. Well, we do have a new patron to thank. And this is actually a patron that people who spend a lot of time in our Discord are already familiar with. So big thank you to Liebeck for the pledge. Support means a lot. Both the new patron support and the longtime activity in the Discord and as a listener, really appreciate that. And thank you to all of our patrons and all of you out there listening to the show. You guys make this show what it is. And a special thanks to our sponsor, ZensoCal.
So, didn't we lure him in with the promise of a fine, spicy cast whiskey glass? Is that how we got him in there?
We did. That's what won him over, ultimately. It was the whiskey glass he couldn't live without. I told him, I'm not going to talk you out of it. I'm not going to talk you into it. And then he says, it's done.
So. Have we posted the pictures of the patron awards for this year in any... We should be using those to bribe people to become patrons, shouldn't we? Shouldn't we be posting those on Twitter and in the Discord and being like, these are the things you could get if you were a patron. They're exclusive only to patrons.
I didn't want to like pressure people. Like if people want to give.
We should definitely pressure people. Let's do that. Let's throw those up in the Discord. Let's throw those up on Twitter. Honest to God, I don't even care about pressuring people. They look fucking cool. Like I think I'm super, super proud of this design, which was Kit Kutcha's idea. So I'm super proud of it, even though it was his idea, because I think it looks so good. I think it represents the podcast.
You contributed
really well.
Quite a bit. You were a consultative.
I changed one of the lines.
Consultative, yeah. Artist.
As is my literal profession, is other people do all the work, and I'm like, but wouldn't it look better if we did this? And then I feel like I contributed a lot. So,
All right. Well, maybe we'll share those on the Twitters and the Discords, possibly even the Facebooks. We have some people who follow us there. Mostly people who also follow us on Twitter. But hey, it's a thing. Massive Breakdown, yeah. Facebook.
Yeah, it is a thing. All right. Well, I think that's it for the housekeeping. We got that out of the way pretty quickly, which I'm happy about. So yeah, there are three weapons that I had completely forgotten about until someone asked me on until someone asked me about them on Reddit. So it's Bygones, which, as anybody who's followed this podcast knows, is probably my favorite primary weapon in the game right now. There is Last Perdition, which for all intents and purposes is basically energy Bygones, which is really great because it makes the breakdown of that one super, super easy. And then there is Black Scorpion, which is at the moment my favorite scout rifle in the game. And I have been, this is going to be an easy one for me to break down because I went and broke it down for myself a little while back because I enjoyed using it so, so much. I got one from the gunsmith that had Rampage and auto-loading holster. And I enjoyed using it so, so much in PvP on the Randy's quest that I made it my goal to grind one out from the obelisk. And I got myself what I consider to be a god roll. So I'm really happy about that. But I guess we should start out with what is the low-hanging fruit in Bygones, which is pretty much the, which is, I mean, it's old, right? It came out in Forsaken as the Gambit pulse rifle. Pretty much didn't take necessarily the meta by storm, but it definitely took the game by storm. I think it's one of the most popular primary weapons out there, especially considering the time to kill is not super fast. The optimal time to kill is 0.93 seconds, but what makes it so, so incredibly easy is it only takes 5 crits and 2 bodies, which means it only takes 1 shot on a third burst to kill. So for people who count bursts instead of counting shots, it's a very, 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 very easy 3-burst weapon
Yeah.
to kill with. So that's why I feel like it's so forgiving. It's slightly less forgiving now that they nerf the range. The range nerf on pulse rifles is, I definitely feel it on Bygones. So that kind of changes some of the stuff that I'm looking for, just a tiny little bit, but not really a ton. Stat-wise, above average range at 53, which is pretty okay. Reload speed is also above average. I mean, it's a lot of above average. Basically, across the board, it's above average. Range 53, reload speed 51, handling 51, recoil direction 69, giggity, mag size
Third
39.
time.
Yeah, stability is 60, which is about average for pulse rifles, and but it feels better than 60 by default. And the cons, the only con is that it has below average aim assist at 61, which is still not horrible. It still feels pretty sticky, so I'm kind of okay with that. When I look at mods on this, I run counterbalance 100% of the time. I bump that recoil direction up to 84, and I'm like golden right there. I don't need a single other thing. I know some people like to run Arrowhead Break because it throws it up to 99. Personally, I think that's massive overkill, and I look at it like I would much rather use like a stability barrel perk or a range barrel perk or something than I would use Arrowhead Break and basically waste my barrel perk on something that I can give a mod slot to, especially because I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything with using counterbalance in the mod slot. Like the only other real one that you might want would be targeting adjuster for that +5 aim assist. I've never felt like that was necessary, and I've tried both. And I mean, I probably have, Jesus, between my three Bygones, including the God Roll one that I just got literally like 2 days ago, I probably have like, I don't know, like 20,000 kills with just Bygones.
I
So
mean, it's
I feel like I kind of know the gun.
it's been a good gun for a long time, no doubt about it. And I think, the thing that sometimes the thing about pulse rifles that I think you have to remember is that stability doesn't just help you control the recoil, it also helps regenerate that aim assist in between bursts. So especially if you maybe, burst, and like if there's a delay, you duck behind cover, or the other guy ducks behind cover and you have to find him again. Having higher stability means your aim assist cone is going to recover more quickly, which means, any spacing between your bursts, they're going to be that much more accurate. Whereas just bumping the recoil direction up is great because it does make the bursts more linear. But it doesn't necessarily, it's not the same thing as having more stability. It's not like, oh, I can get stability or recoil direction and it helps me exactly the same. It's two different effects in the complex soup that is Destiny's shooter feeling. If that makes sense.
Yeah, and it towards the end of D1's life, it became apparent, like just through the way the mechanics had changed, that range had a pretty strong effect on range. If anything, had like a stronger effect on grouping at long distances than stability did, because with maxing out stability, your range was short, and it was basically you were losing your aim assist really quickly. And so then your bullet grouping didn't really matter because the bullets weren't going to the target anyways. Like, the grouping was spread enough apart, even with max stability, that you were missing the target.
Yeah. Right?
So a guy on Crucible Playbook figured out that you could ignore stability after a certain point and basically max range, because it would keep your aim assist active for so much longer that you could then still hit targets, even though the stability, it felt like it was missing. The aim assist was basically pulling the shots to the target, right? Since the range nerf, I haven't felt like that difference was substantial on the pulse rifles. And it may well be. I still, just as a method of habit, I try not to hurt range if I can.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I like to boost both if I can. I like to try to get a happy medium. That's why my favorite barrel on Bygones is actually small bore. So I try to get a happy medium of both. But I feel like the same thing has happened with pulse rifles that kind of happened with hand cannons, where the minimum and maximum ranges were like crushed down to the point where even if you max out the range, that effective distance that it helps you is like an extra 2 to 3 meters now. Whereas in Destiny 1, it was like 10 meters and it made a huge difference. So I feel like that's kind of happened now to pulse rifles. And, you know, it's kind of the same way on like sidearms and stuff, right? Like, even if you max the range out on a sidearm, the difference in damage drop-off and stickiness is a couple meters because of how short the effective range of a sidearm is, right? That has happened now to hand cannons, and I feel like that has happened to pulse rifles as well.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I certainly don't want to minimize the importance of range on pulse rifles. It is still very important to have a decently high range stat to be able to compete at mid-range. I don't know, at some point we might have to maybe talk about what all the different stats do again. It's probably been like 5 years since we did that.
Yeah, it's been at least a couple.
Been a while, but range, you know, range is keeping that aim assist cone tight to begin with. And so, you know, having high range, you'll have a much tighter accuracy cone. And when Bloom kicks in, even if it's widening that cone fairly quickly, if it's a pinprick to begin with, it's going to stay accurate long enough for the firefight to be over. So they're all important in their own way. And I guess I don't want to get sidetracked into that too much beyond what I already have. But suffice to say, range and stability, both for me, pretty important. Recoil direction for me on pulse rifles, less important unless it's really egregious to begin with.
Yeah, like on rapid fires, it's really bad. To the point where the bullet spray will be 45 degrees sideways, which really hurts with the burst grouping. But, you know, not super bad on Bygones. Like I said, I find that with the plus 15 from a counterbalance mod, it's more than good. If you don't want to throw a counterbalance mod on there, you're probably going to want to go chambered compensator or extended barrel. Those will give it plus 10. Extended barrel also gives you plus 10 range. Chambered compensator gives you plus 10 stability. If you don't like small bore and you say, to hell with plus 7 range and stability, I want plus 10 on one or the other, polygonal rifling will give you plus 10 stability, hammer forged rifling will give you plus 10 range, and then corkscrew rifling will give you plus 5 of each, plus 5 in handling. So any of those are good. Again, my personal preference is small bore, because like I said, I want to try to boost both of them as much as I can. And then similarly for the magazine, I'm liking ricochet rounds, even though it doesn't have that little hidden zoom bonus, which was super nice on this gun when it did have it. It was really, really great because this gun doesn't have sights, so you can't increase the zoom at all on your own, and I don't really want to waste a perk on rangefinder. So it had ricochet rounds. It was super, super nice. Unfortunately, it no longer has ricochet rounds, which is a bummer. But,
ricochet rounds no longer has the zoom bonus. The gun still has ricochet rounds.
Oh yeah, sorry. Well, yes, that is 100% what I meant to say. I was looking at the Last Perdition page, and Last Perdition doesn't have ricochet rounds, and I was like, well, it's gone forever now, not realizing that I was saying that out loud while thinking it in my head.
Yeah, 100% ricochet rounds, top tier pick for magazine. You know, high caliber rounds, light mag, there's a number of other options in there that are fine, but I think ricochet rounds is pretty hard to beat in terms of just pure stat benefits.
Yeah, I mean high caliber rounds. So ricochet rounds, the reason why is it gives plus five to stability and or plus five to range and plus 10 to stability. So just like small bore, you're boosting both, right? Which is really, really great. High caliber rounds gives plus five to range. It used to have a massive effect on how much you could flinch people. Still pretty effective in PvE if you're using this gun in
Yeah.
PvE. Much less effective in PvP. I would actually say that pulse rifles do not flinch nearly as well as some other guns, like hand cannons, for example, flinch very, very well right now, which is extraordinarily annoying. Like, tremendously, tremendously annoying. Other options, flared magwell gives you plus five reload speed, or sorry, plus five stability. God, I'm all over the place tonight. Plus five stability, plus 15 reload speed. Light mag gives you plus five range, plus 10 reload speed. Either of those, I think, would be okay. Armor piercing rounds gives you plus five range. That's the least good of the rounds, right? Like, I would always take ricochet or high cal over armor piercing. Armor piercing is pretty darn near useless in PvP. I mean, I know it over penetrates, but like the amount of usefulness you get out of a primary weapon round over penetrating a target is just
See,
so small.
I think sometimes I like overvalue that perk for nostalgic reasons because I remember when you could use it to snipe people through walls.
Yeah. Which was the greatest time, but
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
it would not work now with the wall hacks that we have. That would be, could you imagine Gambit with armor piercing rounds where
I
no one is
mean,
safe?
because I played Red Faction with the railgun. I literally lived that, and it was glorious. But now I'm old and slow, and I don't want to live that anymore. So, but yes, it in some ways it would be a beautiful thing. But I think the pure rage that would be generated, and see the thing is like it worked in a game like that because it was something that you had to find. Like you had to go and fight and find it. And then you only had a limited number of shots before you ran out and had to actually play the game again. If you could just do it all the time, I mean, that's how people quit games. So,
And in D1, you could do it all
yeah.
the time because you always spawned with ammo. So it was
Yeah.
great. It was a wonderful time. I really enjoyed it. So for traits, the obvious thing here is kill clip and trait slot 1, outlaw and trait slot 2. I was grinding for this. So when I was at Bungie, this exact role that I'm recommending was my role because you could manually make roles when you were in playtest. You could grant yourself guns. So I would grant myself this role every time we do a Crucible playtest. And just shred people. And this was back when One-Eyed Mask was super powerful. So I was using Bygones, Wave Splitter when it was OP, and One-Eyed Mask when it was OP. And just absolutely shredding people in the playtest. And it was so much fun. So that's hands down, there's nothing that's even close to as good as that. Rangefinder is also an option in slot one. I think Rampage is probably still better than Rangefinder despite the stat bonuses. So I would probably take Rampage over that. And trait slot two, if you don't get Outlaw, there's not a ton that's great. I mean, Headseeker exists, and I'll never say no to extra damage, but unfortunately, it doesn't influence the TTKs like it did in D1. Under pressure is not great. Slide shot is not great. Full auto trigger system is not great, but they are there. So.
Yeah, I mean, basically for me, any Bygones that's not a kill clip outlaw roll is just a shard. I don't even look at it. It's, maybe that's harsh, but there's too many guns to keep bad rolls.
Well, the problem is I have one that's Headseeker Rampage or Rampage Headseeker, and the only reason I keep it is because I used it the whole time I was trying to get a better roll. And now that I've finally gotten my Outlaw kill clip, I like can't bring myself to get rid of my Rampage Headseeker because I've put so many kills on it. I have like 6,000 kills on the Masterworked version, and it's like I really don't want to get rid of this gun now. I've spent all this time leveling it up, it has so many kills on it, like I don't want to get rid of it. So
Nostalgic reasons, fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll allow
So
it.
we can move on, I think, to Last Perdition, which, as I mentioned earlier, is basically just a void energy Bygones. So much so that the only real difference in the recommended role is that it doesn't have barrels, it has sights, which is a much more subjective choice. And you know, I'm gonna make a recommendation, but the honest to God truth, and this is the way I am with sights, if I don't like the sight picture on it, I won't even fucking use it. I don't care about the stats. Like, I only care about the site picture when I look at sites because it affects me so much. And I mentioned it last week when we were talking about, oh God, the auto rifle, Steel Feather repeater. And I was saying that I really like the sight picture on it. It's a big thing for me. In D1, it used to be Red Dot Auras or nothing. Like, that was the sight that I used, and I loved it. In D2, there are some more options for the Suros ones. There's some that came back from D1. There's some new ones. I'll talk about them, but for the most part, look through them yourselves when you get them. Find one that you like, and then use that one. Stat-wise, so kills in 0.93, just like the Bygones. The range is 50, so a couple less than the Bygones. Still, we'd consider that average range, so it kind of swaps, right? So the Bygones had average stability above average range. This one has average range above average stability because the stability is 66. The handling, the mag size are both above average. The reload speed is a little on the high side, so Bygones was 51. The reload speed of Last Perdition is 53. Aim assist is 60, so it's still below average, just like Bygones is. The difference is that Last Perdition has a little bit worse recoil direction, 63 compared to 69, which is
Giggity.
which is it's not giggity for the Last Perdition. It is giggity for the Bygones. So I'd work. And here's also the problem. You can't change recoil direction on the Last Perdition unless you use a countermounts mod, which only brings it up to 78, which is like right on the cusp of being okay. Like, I usually consider 80 or above to be, I'm not going to do anything to it.
But the one thing, I guess the second thing to keep in mind is that because the Last Perdition has sights, you can change the zoom, which means that you can reduce the effective recoil. So even if the recoil direction is suboptimal, it's going to affect you a little bit less than it might have on Bygones, since Bygones zoom is kind of stuck.
And because you can increase the zoom, you can basically not ignore range as a stat, but you can kind of ignore range as a stat. Because
A
remember,
little bit.
range as a stat has a linear effect, whereas zoom has a multiplicative effect. So 0.1 additional zoom is significantly more effective than, 5 or 6 points of range in terms of what it does. So, you can say, oh, I'm not feeling this gun at medium to long distances. Let me just go to a higher zoom scope. Now, granted, as you go to a higher zoom scope, you are constricting your field of view, right? And there are other negatives that come with using a higher zoom scope. But if you can find one that's right in the middle, and that's why I almost always recommend the medium zoom scopes on this gun, I think you'll be pretty happy with it. So, medium zooms, you got SPO 28 front, SPO 57 front, SPO 56 front. I think you prefer the SPO 57 on your Last Perdition. It does highlight targets, which is nice. It's the highest zoom of the medium zooms. It adds 4 to the zoom, which brings you up to 2.1 times if you haven't fucked with your field of view, basically. Bungie did some weird funky shit with their field of view and zooms where, like, it's more a field of view divider than it is an actual zoom, right? Like, that's kind of what it does. And when you're playing on their base field of view, it works out to be appropriate. But at higher fields of view, it actually zooms you in more than what it tells you. Because they're trying to prevent people from expanding their field of view and then using really high zoom weapons and still having a massive field of view, right? So it actually kind of works slightly differently. But for standard zoom, it brings you up to 2.1 times, which is slightly over, I think, what scout rifles are by default. I think scout rifles are at 2.0.
I'll say my experience with the SPO 57 is that it is just about the perfect amount of zoom for the way I use the gun, which is a fairly passive play style in that I tend to kind of do more finding angles, baiting. It's a pulse rifle. It's not a super aggressive gun to begin with because it's an adaptive pulse rifle. So I treat it more like a short range scout rifle in a lot of ways. And any more zoom would be too much, but less zoom, and I feel like it might start to. I might start to care about the recoil more. So, I guess I would say, you know, I wouldn't go with a zoom factor less than plus 3 on this gun, because the recoil does, you know, it is a thing. It is not great recoil. But I don't feel it very much at that 2.1 zoom with the Spoke 57. So that's my two cents on the scopes.
Yeah, I generally prefer the SPO 28, which is a nice open sight picture. It's plus 3 zoom. Gives a little bit of range, gives a little bit of handling. I think the SPO 57 takes away a tiny bit of handling, not that that's hugely important on a pulse rifle.
It does, yeah, it's minus 5.
Again, this is a sight picture thing for me. I find the plus 3 zoom to be acceptable. I find it to be nice and sticky at longer distances. Also, it's an open sight picture. The SPO 26 is a plus 2 zoom. It is a very, very, very constrained sight picture to me, which I'm not a huge fan of, but I will admit I really love the really, really tiny red dot that it has, right? So some of these have like a big reticle in the center. I'm not a fan of the big reticle for pulse rifles. I like the big reticle a lot for auto rifles. Don't like it for pulse rifles, like a little dot reticle. So I wish the SPO 26 had a bigger sight picture, because it's like really annoying how much it's a really thick sight and it's very, very small. So sometimes it like covers up parts of the target to me, which I'm not a fan of. If you're looking for like iron sights or the Suros equivalent of iron sights, which are, they're actually like holographic sights basically that pop up, the slow 10 post, slow 21 post, and slow 12 post are going to be what you're looking at. Those, I believe, vary between 0 additional zoom and like 1 additional zoom. I think slow 10 is 0, but it gives plus 5 range and plus 10 handling. Remember, that plus 5 range with a 0 zoom is going to do borderline nothing. So you're really looking at it for the handling, or you like the sight picture. The 12 is plus 0 range, plus 0 zoom. So you're really doing it for handling. So I would probably never use the slow 12 unless you really, really, really like the way it looks. And then the slow 21 is plus 3 range, plus 12 handling. So they're all 0 zoom. So all 3 of the slows are 0 zoom.
Yeah. I would say if you do go with those, I would strongly, strongly consider a counterbalance mod. That's, you know, again, personal opinion to a certain extent, whether or not you feel like the recoil is annoying or problematic. But I do think that it's problematic enough on this gun that a counterbalance mod is probably worth it. Especially if you've got just the base zoom.
Yeah, and then there's three ranged scopes: the 37, the SRO 37, SRO 41, SRO 52. I'm gonna kick the SRO 52 right out and say don't use it. It's plus 6 zoom. That means that you are up at 2.3 times. That is way, way on the high end for a priming. Your field of view is going to be real constrained. I think it's going to be really uncomfortable to play. It decreases the handling by 7. I'm just going to say no to that. The 41 is actually not bad. The 41 is a pretty open sight picture for what it is. It's plus 5 zoom, so it's on the high end, but it highlights enemy targets just like the 57 does, which is really nice. And then the 37 is also plus 5. If I had to choose between the 37 and the 41, I'm going 41 all day for the target highlighting, and because I like the sight picture more. But, you know, I don't think at plus 5 zoom, I personally don't use plus 5 zoom. I think plus 5 is too much. I think plus 4 is almost too much for me. I think plus 3 is the sweet spot. That's really where I like to sit. But, you know, your own mileage may vary. Like I said, with scopes, it's way more of a sight picture thing than a sight picture and feel thing than it is anything else.
Yeah. Yep, definitely agree. Well, we've talked about sights for about, you know, half an hour.
We don't get to talk about sights. I feel like almost everything has freaking barrels now.
It's
like
true.
Everything we've been breaking down has just been barrels, barrels, barrels. I mean, when was the last time we actually talked about sights on anything, I feel?
The really funny thing to me is that Bungie, like, gave us sights on fusion rifles, which was a huge mistake from a balance perspective. Yeah. But they took them away on, like, everything else, which...
Where they actually matter and they make a huge difference,
is, yeah, you know...
The only shit that has sights now are sidearms and hand cannons, where they literally, it's still, they're just barrels, right? Because they look the exact same.
Yeah.
You can't tell what sight you have by looking at it 90% of the time, so.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. And then, you know, the rest of the perks for this gun.
You know, I feel like steady rounds is probably okay if you've got a higher zoom scope. I wouldn't take it on a low zoom scope because it minus 5 to range.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is going to hurt if you don't have a good multiplier.
I'll probably run Tactical Mag.
Tactical Mag is a safe bet, yeah.
I mean, I stay away from Extended Mag because even with Outlaw, because it kills the reload speed, it's not worth the extra round. You could do, you know, Drop Mag if you don't get Outlaw. That's not going to hurt you in PvP. You could do Accurized Rounds for plus 10 range. But again, if you have a higher zoom scope, that's not really going to affect you that much.
Yeah.
Flared Magwell is there. So I'd probably take Tactical Mag, Flared Magwell, Steady Rounds. Do some for the stability, maybe, if you want. I mean, at this point, it's probably going to depend a lot on which site you went with, right? If you picked a site based purely on picture that you like, then if it's low zoom, you're probably going to want to try to get range. You know, if it's high zoom, maybe you can go with a little bit more stability.
Yeah, my personal role gave me a choice of Extended Mag or Drop Mag, so I put some more reload in my reload. Went Drop Mag, Outlaw, Kill Clip. But I would definitely take some more stability. I would be very happy if I had Tactical Mag.
Yeah. First trait slot, like I said, Outlaw. You also have Rangefinder in there. If you've already got a high zoom scope, Rangefinder gives you another 0.1 onto it. So if you're at, you know, 2.1 total, you could be at 2.2 with it. You got to want to probably be careful of that if you're already using a higher zoom scope, because you may push yourself into a range where it becomes uncomfortable. If you got a low zoom scope, on the other hand, like a plus 2 SPO 26, it may be worth it to put you up to plus 3, which sets you in a good area. That's if you don't have Outlaw. My personal second choice is going to be Moving Target, because I love Moving Target in PvP. But, you know, don't sleep on Firmly Planted, which is also in the slot. Firmly Planted on primaries, I'm really starting to appreciate a little bit more now that I have an Elite controller and I basically slide into every engagement and I slide all the time. And Firmly Planted is basically always propped, and it really makes the gun feel like a laser.
Yeah, I was going to say Firmly Planted, and also I wouldn't be, like, completely upset if I got one with Under Pressure, if that was the best role I had. Improved stability and accuracy as the magazine gets lower is not a bad thing at all on this gun. So lots of kind of accuracy options there, if that's what you want. But I definitely would put Outlaw as the tier one choice, and then those accuracy options, Under Pressure, Firmly Planted, Moving Target, all as tier two. For me, Rangefinder feels like a waste of a perk. I think if you want Rangefinder, you should actually, like, just find a better scope, because you have scopes that will give you the exact same effect for free. So that's, you know. And then Grave Robber is a thing, but I wouldn't choose it.
I'm actually looking in my vault here. I have 3 Last Perditions. and the reason I haven't touched in a while is because obvious reasons, I play Arintel, right? So Last Perdition falls into that slot, so I don't use it very much. So I've got one with, unfortunately, it has only a long range and a short range scope, no medium scopes. But I have Flared Magwell, Outlaw, Kill Clip, which is pretty darn great. And that's the one that's the highest light that's actually on my Titan right now. Then I have one with, again, no medium scopes. So I'm using SL10 Post, Flared Magwell, Rangefinder, Kill Clip, which is pretty great because that's exactly what we just talked about right there. If you don't have a better scope, if you've only got short zoom scopes, use Rangefinder. And then I've got one that is SPO57 Front, like you do, Accurized Rounds, Rangefinder, and Rampage. And so that's the one that's actually probably there on the end of it being overkill, right? I've got a plus 4 zoom scope, I've got Accurized Rounds, I've got Rangefinder. I probably don't need any of that, and that's the one that's at the lowest light and has seen the least use. If you were wondering what we have,
gotta love those Outlaw Kill Clip rules on pulse rifles, man. That doesn't hardly matter what else you get, like, it's just playable if you have that.
All right, so next up, we want to talk about... Wait, did we talk about all the alternate perks as well? I feel like we talked about Moving Target, Rangefinder. In trait slot 2, it's Rampage is your second best option by far.
Yeah.
You got Snapshot, it's pretty good. You got Headseeker, it's okay. You got Zen Moment, it's not great. You know, so I think Kill Clip is by far the best. Rampage is by far the second best.
Let's talk about the Black Scorpion.
Black Scorpion, good gun. One of my personal favorite scout rifles right now. Like I said earlier, used it to get the Randy's Quest, have continued grinding one out. There was really only one perk combination that I wanted to go to in terms of traits, and so I'm just going to talk about that first. Trait slot 1, I wanted Moving Target, real bad. Trait slot 2, I wanted Rampage, real bad. Those are the two things that I wanted. This gun with a rampage active is pretty darn nice. It's pretty darn nice without rampage active. It's a pretty forgiving weapon. With rampage active, even better. With moving target, really, really loved it. In trait slot 2, outlaw is also an option. That would probably be my second choice. Dragonfly would probably be my third choice. Rangefinder, you don't want. It's a scout rifle. Opening shot doesn't really help. It's a scout rifle. Snapshot sights, it's okay. It's a scout rifle, right? Like, it's not a sniper. Trait slot 1, I mean, just terrible perks if you don't get moving target. Zen Moment is probably the only one that's anywhere close to decent. Triple Tap, High Impact Reserves are bad. Hipfire Grip is bad. Grave Robber is bad. Auto-loading Holster is okay. All right, so there's not a ton of options there. Now for, this is the same thing that's going to happen that happened with the Sundial weapons. For barrels and for mags, I tried so many different combinations before I found a couple that I liked, right? I tried max range. I tried a mix of range and stability. I tried max stability. I prefer max stability, or as close to max stability as I can get. Basically, I prefer boosting stability in both perk slots. I prefer to do it without costing range, but I got to the point where I was like, fuck it, I'll cost some range and I'll use steady rounds, right? Like, I really, really just like this gun a heck of a lot more with more stability. So, you know, shoot me. We only have one long distance map right now. It's Midtown. I'm never really feeling like I'm outside of my active engagement ranges with Black Scorpion. So I'm just throwing it all to the winds, and I'm just doing Chambered Compensator in the first perk slot, and then either Tactical Mag, Steady Rounds, or Flared Magwell in the second slot. And that's my baby right there. And fortunately, grinding these out in the Obelisk, I just got one like 3 days ago that I'm now in the process of leveling. So,
yeah, you've actually just reminded me that this is one of the guns that I want a good roll on that I do not have a good roll on. I'm sitting on hot garbage. The only really good thing about it right now is I've got small bore steady rounds, so it's super stable, and I think it's got Zen Moment and Rangefinder, so it literally like doesn't move when I pull the trigger, which is great. But I definitely want to get Rampage, and probably moving target as well, to be honest.
So the thing is, Rampage at one stack will kill in 4 crits.
That's
in 0.7 seconds.
That's beautiful.
And yeah, and it makes it real good, and it is not hard to hit 4 crits.
No,
with this gun.
No, so it's real easy. So yeah, I've been just like burning through other guns, because I've got my Obelisks maxed out, so I'm just getting tons of drops and stuff, and so I need to go do Black Scorpion, six times.
If you used to love Bygones, and you love Bygones slightly less post range nerf, think about this. Black Scorpion kills in the exact same optimal time to kill, with 3 crits and 2 bodies. So it's forgiving, just like Bygones is. Kills in the exact same body time, 1.40 seconds with 7 bodies. So if you liked Bygones, and I think this is why I like it, if you liked Bygones before, when it had all of its range, Black Scorpion, because it comes with just, you know, that higher base zoom, the base zoom is 2, right? 2.0.
Yeah.
So because it comes with that, it feels like Bygones did when it had more effective range. Kills in the exact same times, you know. It's great. I love this gun. I really love it.
The other thing I want to say in favor of Black Scorpion is that because it's a Vice Rapid Fire, it's got full auto built in, which actually, because if you max out the stability pretty hard, makes it very easy to hip fire. So if you get caught, you know, you've been maybe working a lane, you know, somebody's just feeding you kills, and then you get caught and you have to try to escape. It allows you to hip fire very accurately, even while hopping along, dodging behind cover. Really has saved my butt a few times.
So I did have one of these with the hip fire perk, and I did use it like that a couple of times, and I will admit it is you're not gonna be hitting crits with it, but you can body shot people to death kind of. Or body shot wouldn't, and I did use it a few times like that, but I
not an ideal
was always just like yeah no I was always just like but I really want moving target, right? Because I was looking at like, well, what's more important to me, a perk that I'm going to use on every single kill that I ADS, which is the majority of my kills, or a perk that I'm going to use when I'm panicked and in a bad position? And it was like, I probably shouldn't spec into the hipfire thing, despite how fun it is.
Well, and I'm not suggesting getting hipfire grip. I'm just saying even without that.
Well, what you're telling me is that you need to get a hipfire mod on it. You need to get the hipfire perk, and you need to only hipfire this gun. I mean, tomorrow I'm going to grind this out and do that.
Straight up, I would watch that montage. That would be awesome. But no, I'm not suggesting that as a course of action for anyone. Although it is, you know, very stable.
Yeah. No, the funny thing is like you look at the stats on this gun and you're like, why the hell would you max stability and not pay attention to range? Right? Like the range by default is 28, which is horrible. It's the worst of all scout rifles.
Yeah.
And the stability is 54, which is the best of all scout rifles. So you're like, why would you do those two things? And the truth is, like, honest to God, I thought the same thing. I looked at it and I was like, well, stat-wise, I need to give it more range, right? Yeah. It's the 2.0 zoom, right? Like, it just kind of blows through the ranges at which you're fighting. You know, we don't have these giant-ass maps anymore.
Yeah.
So to me, like, I was giving it more range, and it wasn't really having any effect on my gameplay.
Yeah, no, definitely agree. Full stability build on this gun. And it is, like, it's fun to play with. It really is a joy to use in a gun worth farming a good roll on.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, you know, all three of these are pretty good guns to have good rolls on, because you never know when the meta's going to roll around.
No, they're great. If you look at my character on Destiny Tracker right now, I have two of them equipped. I have Bygones and Black Scorpion equipped, and I was playing PvP with both of these guns, which is, you know, it was weird. I was trying to do something different. But, you know, in terms of barrel perks, you could also go with Arrowhead Break if you really wanted. The recoil direction, I generally ignore recoil direction on scout rifles because I don't feel like they fire fast enough.
Yeah,
this is where it's on the edge where it's like it kind of matters. Right, because it's firing fast enough to where like you can kind of start to see the recoil direction forming. So I generally go chambered compensator. And then after that, you know, I think I use a targeting adjuster on mine that I have right now, because the recoil or the aim assist isn't great. It's at 56. It's not super, super sticky, but that's why I have moving target as well, right? So you know, stat wise, it's got a high magazine of 18, which is nice. The reload speed isn't great. The handling isn't great, but neither of those things are super vitally important on it. At least I've never felt like they
are.
So, you know, again, this one you kind of have a little bit more options. Like Kutcha recommended, hipfire mod, hipfire perk, hipfire only.
Why is this suddenly my recommendation?
I think it's a fair recommendation. I am actually going to try to get that. I'm going to try to get that roll, and I'm going to see if I can, you know, make the hipfire so accurate that I never need to ADS again.
But you still want Rampage in that final slot. Still get Rampage.
I do.
No, get hipfire snapshot. It totally makes sense. Don't think too hard. Anyway, I've got nothing else. Oh, Crimson Days is happening. You can buy all the rewards for just playing the game and getting hearts, which is awesome. There's a bunch of exotic sparrows, another partner emote. So, you know, I was totally going to skip Crimson Days, but take a look at the rewards, see if there's something you want. It's worth taking a look. You can do some of the bounties without playing PvP if you don't want to actually play Crimson Doubles, but Crimson Doubles is pretty fun. For my money, it's the closest thing to Trials in Destiny right now. That's all I got.
All right. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.